Oh, hi everybody. My name is Cash Landy, and welcome to a Friday night, and it is Labor Day weekend. All right, this is it. This is the big one, the Labor Day weekend. And you people in the car, I just want to say, please drive carefully. It's very dangerous out there. There's a lot of people out on the road, and I just want you to be safe and sound, because I'm going to probably get crazy tonight, and I just want to make sure that you don't get crazy behind the wheel and just take it easy. And tonight I have a special treat again. You guys who've been listening in know that my friend Sally Kirkland has popped in here and there, and tonight she's come back again, so I am so happy to have her. Hi, Sally.
Well, it's just a natural high. Being with you on KYPA and having all those lovely listeners out there.
Oh, a natural high. That's right, because the old days are gone when I used to use other substances. Hey, and this show is brought to you by, guess what? It was brought to you by A1 Audio for all your production needs. We're brought to you by Magicware for all your telemagic software needs. And Fantasy, Cellular Fantasy. I just love Cellular Fantasy. Cellular Fantasy, one of the best companies in the world for all of your cellular needs, cellular service, and all that good stuff. So anyway, that's that. Oh, and guess what, Sal? You'll never guess what happened today.
What happened?
Well, today I got a call. Actually, it wasn't really a call for me, because what I did was, as I made a call, because I've been, you know, trying to book the show, and here and there. I've been really busy, so I haven't really had an opportunity to book a show. By the way, how's your headsets now?
That's coming. Now, there it is.
There,
all right.
You're
okay.
With me now?
I'm with you, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so guess what?
Guess what?
I booked Brian Tracy for the show next
week. All right.
Week. Brian Tracy. Unbelievable. You know, and Brian's going to be doing a seminar. It's a two-day seminar, which I'm going to as well. But that has nothing to do with one of the other
things.
What's
the name of the seminar?
The seminar is called Success Mastery Academy. And learn how to dramatically increase your results in personal and business life. And it's September 12th and 13th at the Long Beach, what is it at? Long Beach Civic Center? Long Beach Convention Center at 300 East Ocean Boulevard. And I think there's some tickets still available. I'm not really sure about that. I'm not here hawking his show. When I have him on the show, I'm sure we'll get some hawking in. But other than that, no, Brian Tracy, he's like been my motivating guru. You know, it first started out where I got to hear from Tom Hopkins. Somebody turned me on to this guy named Tom Hopkins. And I was fortunate enough on this show to be able to have Tom as a guest as well. And then, like Tom Hopkins, if you go into the Bible, hey, and there's Shiva. We got Shiva the dog
Shiva,
in here, you
one
guys.
Must be explained to, is a year-and-a-half-year-old Shih Tzu named after Lord Shiva, Lord of the Universe.
Yes. And I will now ask Shiva a question. Yes, Shiva, and, yeah, oh, my God. Shiva, we're on the air. You can't talk like that. What a dog. Hey.
He wants you to mention that he makes his television debut September 15th on Showtime in The Westing Game with Sally Kirkland, Diane Ladd, Ray Walston, and Christy Young.
And I want to say hello to Steve, our engineer. Steve, it's good to have you here tonight. The show, by the way, for you people that have been listening in, you can see that the transformation of the show as we've started to develop, you know, first. Hey, by the way, does anybody know the former host of the show? Remember, we used to have a co-host? It used to be called the Motivational Comedy Network. It was on Thursday night. And if anybody calls in, if anybody remembers the number, I'm not going to give out the phone number. So if you can remember the phone number and call in, that's a good thing. And I'll give you out a ticket to something. I got tickets to the Improv and all sorts of other things.
Store.
And maybe somebody wants to ask Sally a question or ask Mr. Comedy. We haven't had a Mr. Comedy question in a long time. Anyway, today's show is about our dreams, our goals, and what it was like when we started out as kids. And there was a poem that I got. I don't know how when I saw it, but I saw it a really, really long time ago. And it's written by a guy by the name of Robert Fulghum, F-U-L-G-H-U-M. How do you pronounce it, Sal?
Fulghum.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good job.
Pretty good job.
I think
the
G and the H is silent.
Something like that. Yeah.
If he was Jewish, he'd sound. He isn't. Okay. And so it says, "All I ever needed to know, I learned in kindergarten." And are you familiar with that poem?
No, read it to me.
All right. Well, we're going to go through it piece by piece here, because most of what I really need to know about life to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. So let's analyze that one sentence.
So let's just have 2 years old. No, 5 years old. I'm fine.
So everything we learned in life, that's what the poem is all about. Everything we need to know in life, we learned when we were really, really tiny little kids.
That would certainly be fun.
Yeah. And what happens is that somewhere along the lines, we get to hear the word no. And one of the things that I teach is no is really a yes in disguise. So I'll give you a little bit of a taste on that, you know, because the very first word that I learned as a child was the word no. And what I took it to mean is no is a term of endearment. Because why would my mother say no? Why would she teach me no, the very first word, if it wasn't
no? No, no, no. Dan.
That's right.
Dan,
that's
no.
Right.
No, right. No, 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 no.
That's right. And the first time I ever heard her say it was in the delivery room. So, you know. So anyway, so no is really good. And the last time I was on a date, I remember, as a matter of fact, the last time I got lucky on a date, Sally, I was stood up in the land. It was...
No,
where am
no,
I going
no,
with this?
No, 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 no,
no. Yes, because, you know, I hear no all the time, but I know no really means yes. After a while, it's no, no, yes. You know, it's like that, so it's okay.
I don't know what I want.
Okay, so let's go to the next sentence. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there is in the sandbox in nursery school. So, what is he saying? Hey, the wisdom is right there, right at nursery school. Okay, these are the things that I learned. Share everything. Now, share everything. Wouldn't that be a nice place to live if we shared everything?
Yes. Sharing our abundance.
Sharing our abundance. You know, it's like people in China are starving to death. Mm-hmm. And yet here in L.A., we've got so much. And then I was walking down the street to the studio today, and I saw this guy walking towards me. And I immediately, you know, I didn't know whether to, you know, go to the street or turn around or whatever, you know, because you could tell he was obviously homeless. He hadn't bathed in 16 weeks, you know, he's all disheveled. And you know, I could have shared. I could have, you know, instead, you know, I let him walk on by and he was mumbling to himself. But if we all shared, there wouldn't be people like that out there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but then
hopefully.
What kind of society we would live in? That would be a terrible place if there was just, everybody was just the haves.
But,
you know, there
you
wouldn't
know,
be any children. Because you know what they say, the poor get, the what
rich
do they say?
Get richer.
And the poor have children.
Poor.
So there would be no children out here, right?
Yeah.
So we can't really share everything. No. We still haven't. Talk to me. It's okay.
Okay.
You need more?
More in my own earphones, yes.
Okay, how's that? Tell me if I got your earphones.
I hear you,
testing,
great.
One, two,
I
three.
I want to hear myself.
Oh, really? You want to hear yourself?
Yeah.
Talk more into the microphone, then.
Okay. Oh, now I have it.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, my God.
You got to put your fist one. What am I telling you? You know?
Okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving lessons in...
Microphonology.
Microphone technique, that's correct. Okay, so share everything. Play fair. Is it possible to play fair, I ask? Is it possible to play fair? I want to know this, you know, because what seems to happen is that the rich don't play fair. They just don't play fair. Like, for example, you go to the Price Club and you're rich, you can go out and you can buy, let's say, paper towels, and you could buy a bunch of paper towels. You could buy 20 paper towels for the price that a poor person could only buy two rolls. But you have the money to put out there and buy those paper towels. Is that fair? Look at cigarettes. I mean, I'm not an advocate of cigarettes.
No, let's not look at cigarettes.
But you know what? I think it's the rich people. They go out and buy a whole pack. The poor people, they got to go into a machine, and it costs them hundreds of dollars just for one cigarette. That's fair. Okay. So we got okay. Don't hit people. Now, this should have been taught to Mike Tyson at one point in time, but he, you know, it's not right. Is it right to hit people, Sally? I ask.
No. I don't think so.
That's right.
I believe we should take care of ourselves so we can take care of others, and don't hurt yourself so you won't hurt others.
That's what I believe in, too, I think. Okay, yes, that's what I believe in. Yeah, that's it. I believe in that. Okay, now, the next thing is put things back where you found them. How many people out there actually live with a roommate? Then you would understand this. If you have somebody you're living with, hey, if they take something out, put it back. Is that too much to ask?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you.
Even when you live alone, you got to put things back. Otherwise, that's chaos. But then again, out of chaos comes creativity.
That's right. What does they say? Chaos is where Maxwell Smart has a living. You know, because if
right.
you didn't have that, get smart, there would be no chaos. Where would be control? There would be no control, right? It wouldn't be a TV show. And I love Agent 99, 86.
Are you neat? Are you a neat person?
I'm a freak. Well, oh, no, that doesn't answer your question whether I'm neat or not. But
if I walked into your place in wherever it is,
Mar Vista,
uh-huh. Would I see a neat apartment house?
Does the words anal retentive mean anything to you?
Are you anal retentive? Are you really?
Oh, man, yeah. Definitely so. I think it's such a good thing.
You definitely wouldn't like my apartment.
Well, I came right after the cleaning lady.
Oh, that was after the cleaning lady, right?
It was great, man. It was a nice little party. Remember, we were watching. What it wasn't The Hunger. It was.
I started in The Hunger.
Yeah, was that Showtime. The? Yeah, and you had all those people up there, and it was like, well.
Yeah.
I see you keep all your activities to the screen. It's a very good thing. Okay, so there were we. You have to put things back where you found them. Then the next thing is clean up your own mess. Now, That's what you're saying. You clean up your own
mess.
Take
responsibility. You know, you promote, create, and allow what happens to you. So if it's a mess, guess who messed it up?
It's you. It's you, I guess.
It's you. No, Cash.
Oh, I love you. I love you, Sally. I need you. Sally, stay on that side of the table. Right. No, come. I'm kidding. Come on. Sorry, you can come over here. Sally, I'm trying to hold the throat. Stop it, Sally.
So now back to responsibility.
Okay, back to responsibility. See, and this is all the things that you learned in kindergarten, right? Okay, so now you gotta put back things where you found them. You clean up your own mess, and don't take things that are not yours.
Yeah.
Now, where do we find fault in that?
Oh, I know. I've had roommates. That's a big one, I think.
Oh yeah, and it's not only let's go to the Bible, and I'm not really big on the Bible, but you know.
But I am. So
thou shalt not commit adultery, right? That's taking your neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
What else is in the Bible like that? Anybody know?
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not steal. There you have it. Something we could have learned in kindergarten. No need to put it in the Bible. It's right here what we learn in kindergarten. Okay, let's see. What's the next thing he says? Okay, say you're sorry when you hurt someone.
That's really important. That may be one of the most important things ever said, stated, written. Because you know what I think, Cash? I think that so much of the time we store things up inside us.
Yeah.
And then we start judging ourselves because we haven't been honest, we haven't been clear, we haven't apologized. And so pretty soon, guess who has to apologize to who? We have to apologize to ourselves.
Let me think. This is a tough one. President Clinton? I don't know. No.
No, but what I mean is that if I do something that upsets you and I recognize it and I don't say I'm sorry in the moment, then I get to carry that baggage around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes hurtful to ourselves. So I really believe in staying clear with people right in the moment.
That's right. And that's what you have to do. And that's what he's saying, that's what you learned in kindergarten. It's not a mystery.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Why don't people get this straight? Why doesn't it, I have a big problem sometimes, being a bull, the Taurus.
That explains everything.
Yeah, and, sometimes, especially the New Yorker, I'm aggressive, I'm more than that. And there are times when
Brooklyn, Erasmus? Did you go to Erasmus?
I went to Far Rockaway High.
Far Rockaway.
And, Sally, they're having our 100th year reunion.
Really?
Year. Yeah,
are you going?
Some of the teachers that I had were already there 100 years, so this will be their second 100 years.
Wow.
And that was so long ago, I can't believe it. I want to go back. I'm a star now here. For those people who didn't know, they're listening to me.
Graduated 19.
We're not telling. No, I graduated in one of the best years you possibly graduate, 1969. It was a great year for the school. We had the winning football team, the winning track team, and I was at home.
It was a great year for sex.
Yeah, it was a great year for sex. I remember the first time I had sex in 1969. It was January 1st. I was alone. I was with myself, but I remember it well. I hurt myself. I was using another hand to get a feeling of thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so say you're sorry. Then wash your hands before you eat. Now, that's a pretty lavos las manos. You can't get any simpler than that. Why is that? Because how does Jesus is spread? Well, Jesus is spread. Now there's something I'm a really big fan of, and I feel that that Jesus has taught us so much in life.
Mm-hmm.
And being a Jew, I'm not really advocating the fact that everybody should go convert to Jews for Jesus. I remember I did that once, but it didn't affect me as a Jew,
Right. You'll be Moses tonight, and I'll be Jesus.
Such a deal. But anyway, what I was saying with that, before I got carried away on my own inflections and my words.
You said the genes in your hands, genes.
Well, that's how diseases are spread.
Oh, diseases
are spread,
right.
By shaking hands.
Right.
So
right.
What happens is before you go eat your food, you should wash your hands because when you shake someone's hand, there's diseases on your hands. Ugh.
And also, you know, it says something for coming home at the end of a very stressful day and just taking a bath and just clearing all the energy that you might have picked up and junked yourself up with. So
right.
Water. Hi. Go for it. What's that? What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I guess that you'd be trying to leave again. Finish your thought.
No, I just think water, I think we all take water for granted. But I know that along with washing your hands before dinner, if you come home at night and you feel really stressed and tired and you just feel kind of junked up with the day, like you took on a lot of people's stuff.
But you see,
make
you
a bubble bath.
You shouldn't have done that because you see, you can't take other people's stuff. Don't take things
yeah.
away.
Yeah, good for you. That's right on. Good.
That's right. But I know what you're saying. You know, you get that baggage. You get that excess baggage of people dumping
not
on you.
Not confused with the movie that Sally Kirkland said.
Oh, but, yeah. Is Sally Kirkland in a movie called Excess Baggage?
Yes. How did you happen to know that?
How did I lead right into that?
I don't know. But,
who else is in it? What's the
Alicia
difference?
You're in it.
Chris
That's
what
Walken. Something my scene is with Chris Walken. I play a waitress
right.
who was a famous club singer, but she's down on her luck now, and she's, you know, kind of at a Silver Spoon type, you know, restaurant. And Chris Walken comes in, and it's a really funny scene, but I'll let y'all see it when you see it. And it's like a little funny love scene, but he ends up buying my CDs and cassettes, you know.
That Chris Walken, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
Now, didn't you sit with him in the premiere?
Oh, yeah, I sat with him. Weren't you at the premiere?
No, unfortunately, you didn't invite me. I wasn't in the A-list friends of Sally Kirkland at that point.
Oh, no. I had invited my boss at Showtime. His name is Pancho Mansfield.
Right.
A crazy name as you, and he had just produced Women, Stories of Passion, that I directed Lover from Another Planet for Showtime, so it was payback time. And, anyway, Benicio del Toro, kind of the new James Dean, is in it. He's quite wonderful and has his own style.
What does
style.
That mean? He's only done two movies and he's about to die? One.
No. He's kind of moody and he's like a child and he's got that baby thing down, you know, where he's an adult but he's a baby. Yeah, that thing, yeah. He's very funny.
Just looking for a woman to mother him.
Yes. Yes, that. But excess baggage, don't you think it would be cool if we could all just get rid of our excess baggage?
That's right. You know, but the problem is and this goes back to when we were kids and going back to the word no. But basically what happened is if you look at a kid, there is absolutely no inhibitions in these children. They'll do anything. They'll sing, they'll dance, even when it's inappropriate. But what happens is we constantly put on that negative energy onto them, and that's where we get that excess baggage.
That's when they become adults.
Yeah, exactly, when you become adults.
So what I hear you saying is that it's about joy and innocence.
Mm-hmm.
It's about remembering to play.
That's right.
And
the next thing that he says, leading right into it, is warm cookies and cold milk are good for you.
Yeah.
Got milk? You hear that, American Dairy Association? Got milk? I can do that commercial. All right. Okay. And the next thing he says is live a balanced life.
Yeah.
Now, the great Willenda brothers, I'm sure they agree with this, as they're on that tightrope and they're walking. And balance is great, but balance is important because our lives are just not made up of one thing. It's not just work.
You can. Unless, of course, it is.
when you just have that one thing and you're just doing that one thing, you're way out of balance. You need to
go to the beach.
You need to
put your feet in the water.
You need to have some fun. You need to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
You know, and our lives are like a wagon wheel. I see that different parts of our lives are in different spokes, and all the spokes have to be connected to the outer rim of the wheel before we can roll along. It's just simple as can be, and yet people don't seem to see that.
And so, listen to great music.
Oh, great music. That's part of it.
Do you have the greatest love of all?
I'll sing it for you. Oh, no.
The greatest love of all is inside. But the greatest love of all is inside. And I think children intuitively know that. They love themselves.
Oh, sure. And, you know, going back to this poem is learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some.
Really? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Do that again. Sing and dance and paint.
Yes, that's right.
Work and play.
Learn some, think some, and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some.
Wow.
You know, Sally, the interesting thing about this is that this is something that you learn. You learn this in kindergarten. And it's true. I remember that I learned it in kindergarten, but we forget it because it doesn't seem so important to us at the time. But, you know, I had the rare privilege of working with some really successful comedians. And I produced a show called, with in association with Andrew Salt, called The Comedy Club Superstars, which aired on ABC. And the beautiful part about it is that nobody really got to see it. It had the lowest ratings in the history of ABC.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And the beautiful thing about it, though, is that the people that started on the show were the most successful people of television today. Jerry Seinfeld, Paul Reiser, Tim Allen, Richard Lewis, Larry Miller.
And they were on your show?
Rita Rudner, Paula Poundstone, on and on and on.
Really?
And George Wallace, Carol Leifer. And I had an opportunity to interview every one of these people, be there at the interview. We had a professional interviewer interviewing these people. And the four things that came out from all of these people's interview, and the concept of the show, by the way, just to retract a little bit so you understand where I'm coming from. The concept of the show is how the comedians of the 70s and the 80s affect the way we watch TV today and how they manage to maintain themselves through stress and stirring and get to where they are and maintain at this level today. And so I got to interview them all, and this is what
most
they
of them
all
said.
All of them said it, but they said it in their own words. Number one, the most important thing, as they said, is that you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to believe in
you
yourself.
You don't, who else will?
That's right. If you don't, who else will? So I that was easy for me. I believe in myself. Mm-hmm. Number two is you can't have anyone else in your life that doesn't believe in you.
Oh, that's a good one. In other words, if there's negative energy around you, just walk.
That's right. And it was a little more difficult for me because I had to get rid of my friends and family. The third thing that they said is that you've got to do it every day. You've got to do a little bit every day. And that's what this poem is saying. You've got to do some every day. And then the last thing that they said is that you can't have a safety net. And that I misunderstood. So I quit this big job that I had producing and making all sorts of money to be a poorly paid actor, comedian, you know. And I am happier now than I've ever been in my entire life.
Really?
And I guess it just goes to show that I just wasn't getting enough rejection in my life up until now. So
I have a little story like that. Would you like to hear it?
I would like to hear it, but let's break for a little commercial spot here because I got to pay the bills here. And our first commercial spot is brought to you by a company called A1 Audio Lighting and Production. A1 Audio Lighting Production, one of my favorite companies of all in the whole entire world. And the reason being is because I worked for them for so many years. And they are so good, and they were so good to me. And I know that it's a quality company. Because everything we learned in kindergarten, A1 Audio learned as well. A1 Audio is located in many cities across the United States. And one of the cities that they're located in is right here in Hollywood. They're located in Hollywood. They're located in Santa Monica. They're located in Las Vegas. They're the biggest sound company and lighting company in Las Vegas, by the way.
Really?
And, of course, they're the biggest lighting and sound and production company here in Los Angeles. So what does that mean to our listeners? Well, let's just say you were having an event, a party, anything along the lines that you needed to have professional lights, sound, production, somebody to consult, someone who you need to say, look, I'm having all these people come over. I need a place to put it in. I need some lights. I need some sound. I need to have a stage. I want to put up some professional.
Want to make my own video?
That's right. Well, actually, they don't do video.
They
this is more live events. This is kind of like for charities, corporations, also for, well, if you had a movie, hey, I'm sure A1 could provide you the lights and sound. But they really don't specialize in that. What they specialize in the live events. I've done a lot of live events for them. When I was working for A1, and some of their live events, for example, are, we did the MTV comedy specials.
Really?
In those days. That was a live event where they had people come in, and right now we did Engelbert Humperdinck and Barry Manilow's concerts. We're on the road with Van Halen.
Have you started writing a book?
I say we. I'm no longer with them, but I still feel very, very, very simpatico to them. Some of their clients right now are other than Van Halen and Aerosmith, they're on the road with Chicago, and the list goes on and on and on. Some of their corporate accounts, for example, might, let's just say, the IBM, Ford, A&M Productions, Taco Bell, Upjohn, Burroughs, BMW, and they can do it. Some of the charities of the City of Hope, the Carousel of Hope, they've done so many different charity events, it's hard for me to tell you. But anyway, that's A1 Audio Lighting and Production. Let me give you the phone number. The phone number here in L.A. is 213-465-1101. That's 213-465-1101. They're right here in Hollywood, California. Call them up for any needs. If you have any questions at all about live production, just give our friends over at A1 Audio a call. And again, remember, one more time, the number is 213-465-1101.
We're in a department store in the Midwest, and your name is?
Mrs. Hanson.
Mrs. Hanson, you've been listening to this record here. What do you think of what you've heard so far?
I think it's funny. I think it's relevant. I think there's laughs for young and old alike.
Do you think it'll sell?
Oh, I think it'll sell very big. My family, I'm sure, would buy this.
How many in your family?
Well, I don't really have a family. That's just a figure of speech.
I see. I thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Let's go over. Sally, say, hey, why don't we just change a little bit and ask for some callers? I know you guys are out in your cellular phones, and we have, of course, Cellular Fantasy as our sponsor as well. And that, well, you know, I just mentioned that the cat's out of the bag. Let's talk about Cellular Fantasy. But first, let's give out the phone number. What is that phone number, Sally? You remember?
1-888-4-CALLER. CALLER.
The phone's ringing, but no one is there. That's an unfortunate thing. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
My name is Marlena Dietrich. Falling in love again, what am I to do? With someone like you, I can't help it.
Oh, you're amazing, baby. My name is Peter Lorre, and I wish I was around for you. Oh, baby.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you, alone, boo-boo-doo.
All right, my turn, right? Okay. Guess who this one is? All right, right. This is. Let me try it. All right. Judy.
Excellent.
That's Cary Grant speaking with a stuffed nose cold. Where I do my
why you dirty rat? You killed my brother.
Who was that lady you started walking down the street with? That was no lady. That was my wife. My wife, eh? Your wife. Keep it clean. Keep it fresh. Keep it fragrant.
Keep it clean. Yes, that's right. That's what we should do. Keep it clean. Okay, so Cellular Fantasy. Let's talk a little bit about Cellular Fantasy. Cellular Fantasy, they're located right on Pico and Sepulveda. And what they do is they provide cellular service. They're a full-service cellular telephone provider of cellular telephones, cellular service, pagers. And they can connect you with either AirTouch or LA Cellular. By the way, the phone number to call Cellular Fantasy is 310-478-5440. That's 478-5440. They're located at exactly 11054 West Pico Boulevard, and that's just east of the 405. They also have a website, and the website, of course, is cellularfantasy.com. You know what, Sally? If someone calls in right now and says, I heard the Cellular Fantasy spot on the Cash Landy Sally Kirkland show, because actually now you're part of the show, so you know, you're Sally Kirkland show here right now. We're here on the Motivational Comedy Network. If you mention that, all kidding aside, and you go and sign up for the StarTAC, what they say is the PAC 170 plan, you will get a free StarTAC 6000 phone, which is the smallest phone in the world. Now you can go out and you can get some free phone almost at any company, but I guarantee you, you're not going to get the smallest phone in the world. And
once
not only
fit
that,
in your palm.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a really, really tiny one. Whoa, they're so
tiny. No one knows it's there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You could actually stick it under your hat if you wanted to. And nobody, you could be talking on the phone and nobody, they'll just think you're one of those crazy people out there that are talking to themselves, right? But by the way, okay, so if you sign up with a PAC 170 plan, you get this phone, but not only do you get the phone, they will also throw in a leather carrying case.
Cool.
Free leather carrying case and a battery charger for the car. What more can anyone ask for free? All you got to do is sign up. And by the way, let's say you don't need 170 talk minutes. Why don't you go down there, talk to these guys. They know everything there is to know about cellular paging services and telephones. They got a beautiful showroom. It's a wonderful place to shop. Please call them at area code 310-478-5440. Again, that number one more time is 478-5440. Okay, and that's Cellular Fantasy, and I love them to death. They're a great, great company. Hello, my name is Cash Landy, and I'm the host of the Motivational Comedy Network. I'm also a presidential award winner from Dun & Bradstreet and a professional stand-up comedian. So if I can show you a way how to spruce up your meetings and make your people more productive, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Cash Landy's self-motivational comedy experience uses humor as a means to deliver information which will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun. And the telephone techniques will have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the telephone.
So why not have a good time and be productive?
My topics include a no is a yes in disguise, develop rapport with humor, how to get through to anyone, and positive self-talk.
For more information, give us a call at 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365.
My name is Cash Landy, and you make it happen.
In traveling, lots of unusual things happen in traveling. A few weeks ago, I'm riding a train between New York and Washington. When I boarded the train, the first thought was to find my seat, get settled, and relax. Once I got settled, I glanced across the aisle, and I noticed the woman occupying the seat there had her baby with her. Ugly baby. Bad-looking baby. Now, I want to make it clear that generally I'd be reluctant to express an opinion of someone's kid. But I know an ugly baby when I see it. And I had only glimpsed it. Quick look. This fella enters the coach. His hand's smashed. When he gets to the section where the woman is with the baby, he stops and he's staring. And the lady's watching him. She heard him when he said to himself, "Damn." And the lady said, "What are you looking at?" The guy said, "I'm looking at that ugly baby." "That's a bad-looking baby, lady. That's a hell of a kid you got there." "So I bet you save a lot of money with that baby. You don't have to hire a babysitter. No one's going to bother that kid." The woman took this as an offense. She pulls the emergency cord. The train stops. There's a big scene. The conductor comes running in. "So what's going on in here? What's going on in here?" And the lady said, "This fella just insulted me. I don't have to spend my money to ride this railroad and be insulted." Conductor says, "Now calm down, lady." So, "Madam," he said, "the railroad will go to any extent to avoid having differences between the passengers. So perhaps it would be more to your convenience if we were to rearrange your seating. And as a small compensation from the railroad, if you'll accompany me to the dining car, we'll give you a free meal. And maybe we'll find a banana for your monkey."
That was Flip Wilson. That's classic Flip Wilson. And it comes off Rhino Records, American Classics. It's a great album, a compilation set, 4 albums. We've been playing tracks off it here on the Motivational Comedy Network for the last 16 weeks. And I want to thank my friend Gary Stewart for providing that over at Rhino Records. Okay, so there we were. We were talking all about what I needed to know I learned in kindergarten. And Sally, during the break, we were talking about laughter.
Laughter,
and
right.
You have something in a book that you want to read.
Well, I think laughter is the fastest way to God, personally. And
look at Shiva.
This book, Shiva, my dog, Shiva. Is walking
all over
here.
Control table.
Anyway, this book is called Forgiveness, the King to the Kingdom by John Roger, and it's out in the stores. And this passage says...
Now, hold it. Didn't we hear John Rogers last night?
John Roger, right. We heard his seminar of his at the Movement of Spiritual Awareness. You're right.
That's
good
right.
For you.
That's right. I remember.
I
they called
impressed.
Him J.R., right?
And J.R., short for John
That's
Roger.
Right, J.R. I immediately, when I thought J.R., I was going to see Larry Hagman, but...
Right. Not quite. But so good in a totally different way. There is one thing, this is the writing in the book, Forgiveness, the Key to the Kingdom. There's one thing that works really well in this world, and I would suggest that you do this. Have a mirror by your bed when you wake up in the morning, and you pick it up first thing and take a look at it. Just take a look at who got up. Then at times during the day, walk into a restroom where there's a mirror and just look at yourself and have a good laugh. And at night before you go to bed, take a look in that mirror and have another good laugh. Don't forget to love yourself and laugh at yourself in the midst of the most terrible, wrenching, insidious thing inside you. Laugh. That's the time you need it the most. You have to get something to counterbalance the tremendous, terrible thing, and laughter starts to bring it out so it can balance out. If you don't feel like laughing, that's the time to laugh. If you've been practicing it, you can get it going. If not, pick up one of those mirrors and take a look.
That was great. That was great. What a great reading. What a great reading. Ladies and gentlemen, you people are so lucky. Not as lucky as I am, just sitting across the table from Shiva and Sally, and and Shiva's in between Sally and I now on the table. Take a laugh. Everybody's having a laugh. All right. I hope you all are enjoying the show as much as I am tonight. All right. Let's go back to All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And the next sentence is, take a nap every afternoon. Well, what more could I say? You know what, Sally, you read so well.
Ah! Okay.
Why don't you do the next paragraph?
Okay, take a nap. Now. Wake up.
Okay,
take
so take a nap. Now, that's
take
a really
a
important thing.
No, that really is. You know those siestas? Yeah. That's not by accident. Those people are smart, those siestas.
Well, because it's very hot down there, and they listen to that kind of like
slow
music.
Hot here in L.A., too.
Oh, man. It's unbelievably hot.
Unbelievably hot.
I took a nap, but sometimes I feel really guilty taking naps.
No. Because you remember what you read earlier in here about the balance? You have to balance.
Yeah, but there was nothing about guilt in there, right?
Right.
this wasn't written by a Jewish person, right?
That's right.
Or a mother.
Or a mother.
Okay.
But it says here, take a nap every afternoon.
Now, how often do you take a nap?
Not enough. I tried to just before I came here to KYPA tonight.
Right. Was that you I saw in the car?
That might have been me. Take a nap every afternoon when you go out into the world. Watch for traffic. Hold hands and stick together.
Okay. Now that is good advice.
Yeah.
You know, what should you do? You should make sure you look both ways. Cross at the corner, right?
Yeah.
Right. Don't.
Ah.
Be very, very careful. Be very careful now, Sally. I want to make sure you can.
Particularly on Labor Day weekend.
Especially on Labor Day weekend. People are out there. They're partying. This is the number one holiday of all fatalities. So it's really not a holiday when people get hurt.
Up until now. You know, when I teach transformational workshops, I have everybody in the class, if they say something that could be possibly construed as a possible negative fantasy, you have to add on 3 words.
In bed?
Up until now.
Oh, that's
the worst weekend, you know, with traffic history up until now.
Up
because
until now.
Everyone's going to be so conscious listening to us and getting the vibration of us saying, when you go out in the world, watch your traffic, hold hands and stick together. Or if you're in the car, this is my own words.
Yes.
You can still hold one hand and look at what you're doing.
That's right. You know, actually, I got confused because up until now, that's your transmeditation expression. But I thought, you know, like in bed, that's how you make a fortune cookie sound funny. You know, whatever it is.
What do you mean?
If you add the words in bed at the end of a fortune cookie, it makes it sound funny. You know, like
Work for every fortune cookie?
Any fortune cookie. Like, you know, you will be rich and famous. And then you add the words in bed. You know, it becomes funny, you know. You're a man among men.
In bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then this man, Robert Fulghum, says, be aware of wonder.
Be aware of wonder. Now let's analyze that.
I think that's really.
I wonder. We should be aware of that.
Well, look at Judy Garland. I mean, why do we love Judy Garland? She did such great wonder. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but we shouldn't be aware of Judy Garland. Maybe Liza.
Yeah, we can be aware of Liza. You know, I just saw all 3 of her concerts last month here in L.A.
Oh, really?
It was wonderful.
She was here in L.A.
3 times, yeah.
She's amazing. And she had
amazing.
A hip transplant as well, just like her mother?
Yeah.
I mean, she wants to take after her mother. I just hope she doesn't do as much drugs anymore as her mother did.
Then it says here, remember the little seed in the plastic cup. The roots go down and the plant goes up, and nobody really knows how or why, but we are all like that.
Now, let's talk about a little bit of horticulture because we're right here with the horticulture aspect of life. And that is true. You know, we're all little seeds and we need water and we need sunshine. And as we grow, we have an opportunity to grow up big and strong. Mm-hmm. And we eat our Wonder Bread and grow up 12 ways. Or we, you know, we eat peanut butter and jelly on wheat toast and we grow even
brown rice and steamed veggies.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
Well, it means
good.
The little seed. You know, the little seed is generally
truth.
And then sometimes we forget truth. You know,
but
we go back to the seed of everything. It's always truth.
It's always truth. Truth is the most amazing thing because when you're truthful, you never have to think about what you're saying. It's always there. The truth will protect you.
The soul.
That's right. That's where white lies come from.
From the soul?
No, because you want to protect yourself. So you come up with a white lie. And that's white lies protect, you know, because you don't want to say to somebody, oh, man, when they say, well, how do I look? And you say, oh, my God, this guy looks so ugly. Oh, my God. That is the most horrendous outfit I've ever seen. And so you say, oh, you look marvelous. And, you know, you always want to say when somebody, you always, for some reason, we always think it's a good thing to say when you see somebody you haven't seen for a while and you want to give them a compliment, you look at them and say, have you lost weight?
Yeah, you know, that's amazing how many people do say that. I say it myself to just about everybody. It's become a mantra. Have you lost weight?
Have you lost weight? No, I just shaved my mustache. Oh, well.
Then it says about the seed, Cash, it says, goldfish and hamsters and white mice and even the little seed in the plastic cup, they all die.
Aw. See, but that's what you learn in kindergarten. And you could take that with you. Now, ladies and gentlemen out there in the radio audience, I guess we're not controversial enough. So, because no one's calling in and no one wants to talk or ask us a question. But that's okay.
Up until
it's
now.
Labor Day. Up until now, okay? So is the phone ringing?
1-888-4-C-A-L-L-E-R.
Yeah, and you know, next week we have another really, really, really big show. Almost like Ed Sullivan. Really big show. Next week we have Brian Tracy. That's right. That's the 5th. The September 5th, I have Brian Tracy as one of my guests. So if you don't call in now, I'm not going to take your calls next week. How's that sound? All right? So, okay.
Then it says, and then remember the book about Dick and Jane and the first word you learned.
Wait a second. Dick and Jane. Where are we going with this?
We're going to Dick and Jane. The biggest word of all. Look.
Look, Spot.
Sheila even turned up for that. Everything you need is in there somewhere. The golden rule and love and basic sanitation, ecology and politics and sane living.
Uh-huh.
Think of what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon and then lay down with our blankets for a nap.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. Sally, I've wanted to do that with you for a long time. We're going to your place right now after the show.
Or if we had a basic policy in our nation and other nations to always put things back where we found them and cleaned up our own messes. And it is still true, no matter how old you are, when you go out into the world, it is best to hold hands and stick together.
I agree. And that's Robert Fulcherman. What a great poem. And, you know, you've seen it all, everywhere you go. They have these billboards of it. And I thought I would bring that to everybody today just because it's Labor Day and it's a holiday and we're in a good mood and everything like that.
Well, you know what's great about you? You're always in a good mood.
Yeah, I am. It's life is just too short. I, of course, had to transcend from being a miserable person and going to the point where, you know, where everything is good and even, you know, but it comes down to one thing, Sally. It's when you find who you are in life and you start going for your dreams, so you start living what you preach, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden everything comes your way. There's a divine intervention. You know what? You've heard of that, right?
Sure, divine intervention.
And that's what
all
I believe is happening. And I believe that happens. And the problem with most people is they don't have a clue on who they are or what it is they want out of their life.
Well, like I said the last time I was on the show, back sometime in the early 80s, I believe it was, I took an Insight 4 seminar, Insight Transformational Seminars, and I worked on dressing for success, on long-range goals, short-range goals. And I said I really wanted an Oscar nomination. I really wanted that. Mm-hmm. And so I played around with just saying that. I am being nominated for an Oscar. And my friends supported me in that.
Right.
And I made a plan that I was going to go to New York. I was going to give up my work here, which was pretty much acting and teaching yoga and transformation workshops.
You were going to give that up?
Yeah, I was going to give it up. And I was going to take a chance on getting on stage in New York. And I called Joe Papp, bless his soul, he's in heaven now.
Right.
And I said, can I have a job in your next play? And he gave me a job, and I went.
What was the job?
It was a play called Largo Desolado, written by Havel, you know, from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, yeah. He's now the prime minister.
Václav Havel, right. I don't know if he is now, but he was. And so I played Mrs. Havel, basically, in Largo Desolado, Olga. And then I taught a little acting workshop, and my very first student became my secretary. Then she told friends, and friends told friends. And an unknown actress at the time, Sandra Bullock, took the class.
Right.
And this is 1986.
Is she still unknown?
No, she makes $16 million a film now. And then I got this film called Anna.
$16 million?
$16 million.
That is so good.
Staggering, isn't it?
Then you got Anna.
And then I got Anna.
Wait a second.
For which I did for scale, which is like, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 a week or something. No, scale means minimum salary.
I don't know that. I'm being funny here.
And I followed my dreams. I had no money. I was living on unemployment when I got to New York, and then I did the little $300 off-Broadway salary,
right.
Worked for next to nothing to teach, and then worked for scale. And then a year later, made $1 million.
Wow, $1 million. And some people think I'm not after you for your money, son.
my point being that sometimes you have to give it all up in order to get it. And I had this dream about going to New York, getting on stage,
uh-huh.
and, you know, whatever was going to follow was going to follow. And so I'm going to New York next week.
Let me help you. I'll carry your bag. Hey, look, we got a phone call. You want to take it?
Sure.
All right, let's take it. Hi, you're on the air with Cash and Sally.
Hello, I'm calling to tell you what else you can learn in kindergarten.
Okay.
When somebody is hurting like you are and you want somebody to phone you.
Yes.
I'm phoning you to rescue you. So that's what you learn in kindergarten. Be nice to people.
Thank you, Melanie. That's very, very nice of you. I don't know you, do I?
I used to be in show business. I was a ventriloquist.
Really? I guess it must be interesting. Hi, Jane. How you doing, Jane? What? Am I doing something wrong?
No. You're always right.
Right, okay. Right.
So I'll talk to you later.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. It's really...
I want to rescue you. I learned that in kindergarten.
I love you. You're great. Thank you very much, Melody. I really appreciate that. It just goes to show that there are people out there actually listening. And I wish there was a way to figure out exactly how many people we have listening.
I don't know. Aren't there these ratings that come out in January or something?
No, they don't come out. Well, we don't get them here. I'll tell you, it would be a lot easier. It would be a lot easier to get more sponsors. You look at all the sponsors I've got right now. Could you imagine if I could prove how many people were listening?
Yeah, you'd get like hundreds. But I think you're a great, great giver of commercial.
Well, great. Well, let's talking about that, let's do another one because
okay. This
is Magicware. Magicware. They're located here in Los Angeles, and they are the second largest distributor in the United States for Telemagic. And what is Telemagic exactly? Telemagic is a high-performance business company-wide software system that interfaces with all of the departments in your company, marketing, sales, accounting, customer service. It does it all. And you know what? We talked about people not knowing what they're doing and all those kind of things, and they don't know their goals. Well, what happens is if you call up Magicware, and their phone number is 213-852-7377. That's 213-852-7377. They will come out to your company, and they will give you a free needs analysis, which means they will go through your company, they'll talk to everybody, figure out exactly what it is you need, and put together a proposal based on your actual needs. A lot of people just say, oh, well, I'll take a piece of software, this looks good, I'll just put it in the machine, and everybody, and they don't ask anybody what their needs are. So all of a sudden they've got a useless piece of software that costs them a lot of money. But this, with Telemagic, with Magicware, that doesn't happen. It's a complete rational database. It does every aspect of your company's needs. And the best part about it is, once again, if you call in right now and say, hey, I heard it on Cash Landy speaking about blah, blah, blah on Telemagic, I want a Telemagic. I want you to come out. They will give you a free, I'm talking free, a full 45-day trial evaluation copy of the software Telemagic. And I've been using Telemagic for a long, long time. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. I can't recommend it high enough. If you have a need for a software rational database that goes up to 3 levels, it's completely customizable for your individual needs. If you want to do more in less time, if you want a company that will take you to the new higher limits, yes. Shiva, I love you. I love you, baby. Say hi to Magicware. Oh, this dog is adorable. It's adorable. You call Magicware right now. You have. She sees how excited I am over this. She's going nuts. I love it. I love it. Okay, baby. Okay. She's right here on the desk.
Actually, it's a he, but that's okay. He's gay. Yeah.
He's gay? Well, this is West Hollywood. That's okay. Woo. Okay. I love the way Magicware wants these things in their commercials, so we put it right there. Anyway, Magicware, give them a call, 213-852-7377, and you'll be glad you did. Hello, my name is Cash Landy, and I'm the host of the Motivational Comedy Network. I'm also a presidential award winner from Dun & Bradstreet and a professional stand-up comedian. So if I can show you a way how to spruce up your meetings and make your people more productive, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Cash Landy's self-motivational comedy experience uses humor as a means to deliver information which will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun. And the telephone techniques will have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the telephone.
So why not have a good time and be productive? My topics include a no is a yes in disguise, develop rapport with humor, how to get through to anyone, and positive self-talk.
For more information, give us a call at 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365.
My name is Cash Landy, and you make it happen.
All right, you make it happen. Hey, we got a guest in the studio. We've got the morning woman, half of the team from the PAR team here on KYPA. Hi, Judy.
How are you doing? Nice to be here.
All right, yeah, I got two lovely ladies. She is.
And they're both blonde.
Oh, they're both blonde, and we have your friend here as well, Kevin.
Wilson.
Not blonde. Wilson Bell.
Wilson. Oh, Wilson. Where did I get Kevin from? All right, in radio, hand signals mean nothing.
on the freeways in Los Angeles, they mean everything.
That's right. That's right. We won't get into that right now. So what brings you to this neck of the woods this late at night?
I was just saying a little farewell to Robin Boyce, who's been working at KYPA for a good long while.
All right.
Yeah, saying a little farewell to her. So I was up around this evening. I noticed Sally was in the studio.
Judy and I know each other through Elisa Rothstein, who produced mm-hmm. Women, Stories of Passion, which I just... directed Lover from Another Planet
right,
on the
right.
air last week.
Exactly.
And so we come to each other also through the only show on TV written, directed, and produced by women.
That's right.
Let me try to guess what that might be. Oh, it's coming to me now. Women!
All right, ding, ding, ding. You win the prize.
Women. No, that's what it was about. Okay.
Yeah. And I actually, Sally,
it wasn't the Twilight Zone, eh? Okay.
I am still getting a residual check every few months for $9.42 from Europe for an episode of Valley of the Dolls that you and I did together.
All right. Oh. I was Helen, what's her name? Helen Lawson. Who are you?
I was your paparazzi photographer guest star.
I don't remember that in the junior. I don't actually remember that scene. Was that a second take of Valley of the Dolls?
It was. I was nominated for an Academy Award, even though it was television.
Right.
And
it was New World.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
You are talented.
Yeah, I did 65 episodes.
Wow. I didn't realize it was
episodes?
That many.
I did 65 episodes as Helen Lawson. I did not play in L.A.
Oh, no wonder.
Here's my guess.
Cities. Yeah.
My guess is you have a bigger residual check than I do.
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway, she directed a wonderful episode.
Did you see it?
Right. I did see it.
Oh, Judy! Oh, tell Cash's fans out there.
Yes. Well, it was really quite wonderful. And both of the leads that were cast were very well cast and did a great job
good.
For you. I loved the scene in the car.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh. Real nice.
Did you like Joanna St. Clair's music? That's my girlfriend, Joanna St. Clair. She wrote those songs that came out of the radio.
Oh, that's lovely.
And Greg Hilfman's music.
Yeah, I did.
I must say it's really exciting what's going on over there at Women's Stories of Passion because even though we don't have these huge budgets to work with,
mm-hmm.
we get to, in fact, pick, you know, our cinematographer and to have a very abundant feminine crew. You know,
exactly.
There are some men there, but there's a lot of women.
A lot.
And everything's written by women, directed by women. And you did one, didn't you? Or you're in the process?
In the process, and my friend Valerie Landsberg has directed several of them.
Valerie. Yeah. I love Valerie. And she directed me in one that's going to be on later.
I'd like to love Valerie Landsberg. Sorry.
Oh, you do? Hi, Val, if you're listening out there.
Hi, Val. Call in. All right. You know the number.
You know, she probably will. She listens all the time.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah, Val is friends with that wonderful, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant actor, Kevin Spacey.
Uh-huh, sure.
And she was talking to him one day, and she said, I need to find a woman in her 40s who doesn't mind being, you know, erotic, but
uh-huh.
who's going through a midlife crisis, yada, yada. And he said, Sally Kirk. So she called me. So I ran into Kevin Spacey at Ago, you know, De Niro's new restaurant.
Uh-huh.
He just opened this week on La Cienega and Melrose. And I got a chance to say, Kevin Spacey, thank you. It's because of you that
right.
I got to act for Val Landsberg. And also have it in my contract that I was going to direct,
mm-hmm.
you know, another episode. So
was that Nancy Beverly's script, the first one that you did?
Yeah, yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Nancy's also another friend of mine from Actors Theater of Louisville.
Well, there you go.
Which is where I trained.
There you have it. Unbelievable.
Don't you love that he loves women? Well, he's
I love women.
Like
I love women. And I love it. And it's very unusual when you give up complete control. But that's because I am so confident in my own masculinity that I could do that.
Why, isn't that the truth?
Oh, baby, yeah. Definitely so. Definitely so.
Gee, thanks for having me in. This was fun.
Judy, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. I just want to wish you only the best, and I hope that your thing going on now with this women project is very successful.
Thanks. I hope so, too.
Great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, nice to see you
nice
guys.
See
well,
you.
Hang out. Well, I'll let you take us out for drinks.
Oh. Let me check my cash flow.
Oh, baby, here
cash
I am.
Wow. That's what we need.
Well, it's great to have you stop in. Thanks so much.
Right,
I really
care.
Appreciate it.
Have a great evening.
Oh, we definitely will. Where are you leaving? Where are you going?
I think we're going to go grab some dinner somewhere. Where are we going to go, Kevin's place?
Well, should we go to De Niro's new restaurant, Ago, on Melrose in La Cienega, and ask for Polly.
Oh.
Okay.
Polly's the head man.
Wilson, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going now. If everybody wants to meet us down there, all right, get in the car and drive now, but drive safely. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I also want to thank Sally Kirkland.
Thank you so much.
You're just a wonderful Steve Hillett. I want to thank you, Steve. You're just a marvelous engineer. I'm glad that you're on the team. Judy, I want to thank you. Judy Scher from the Par Morning team.
Thank you.
And I want to really thank you. And Shiva the dog, I want to thank you.
Shiva licked my fingers throughout the broadcast.
We won't get into that.
No,
we
that was another woman episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, see you next week with Brian Tracy. And remember, you make it happen. Have a great week, L.A. Have a happy holiday.